in the limelight.
The vast majority of land on Earth, a shocking 97% that is home to millions of species, is no longer qualified as ecologically intact, and humans are to blame, a new study reveals. Dear listeners, stay with us for an article in this regard written by Julia Conley Ryder. This article is published under the heading 97% of Earth's land no longer ecologically intact, study finds. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. Ecologists and environmental advocates called for swift action to reintroduce species into the wild, as scientists at the University of Cambridge in England found that 97% of the planet's land area no longer qualifies as ecologically intact. "Conservation is simply not enough anymore," said activist Ben Goldsmith. "We need restoration." The authors of the study, published in the journal Frontiers in Forest and Global Change, expressed alarm at their findings, which showed that of the 3% of fully intact land, much lies in northern areas which weren't rich in biodiversity to begin with, such as boreal forest in Canada or tundra in Greenland. "The amount of ecologically intact land was much lower than we were expecting," Dr. Andrew Plumptre, head of the Key Biodiversity Areas Secretariat at Cambridge and lead author of the study, told Science News. "Going in, I'm guessed that it would be 8 to 10%, he added. "It just shows how huge an impact we'd had." The researchers examined whether natural habitats had retained the number of species, which were present in the year 1500, the standard used by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature to assess species extinction. Earlier research using satellite imagery led to estimates that 20 to 40% of the planet had retained its natural biodiversity. But areas including dense forest, which can appear intact from above, were found to be missing numerous species. The researchers linked the loss of unscathed land to hunting and other destructive human activities, disease, and the impact of invasive species. According to The Guardian, the study may underestimate the intact regions because it does not take account of the impacts of the climate crisis, which is changing the ranges of species. Only 11% of land still considered intact was found to be in officially protected areas, but much of the intact regions coincide with territories managed by indigenous communities, who have played a vital role in maintaining the ecological integrity of these areas, the researchers wrote. In light of the study, advocates, including author George Monbiot and ecologist Alan Watson, called for rewilding or species reintroduction in affected areas. The reintroduction of up to 5 species could help restore 20% of the planet to previous levels of biodiversity, the study found. Examples would include reintroducing forest elephants in areas of Congo Basin, where they have been extirpated or reintroducing some of the large ungulates that have been lost from much of Africa's woodlands and savannas because of overhunting, that is, buffalo, giraffe, zebras, etc., as long as overhunting has ceased, the researchers wrote. Previously, the rewilding of gray wolves in Yellowstone National Park in the U.S. led to a resurgence in the park's ecosystem. More than 30 years ago, wilderness areas, natural areas that have not been considerably modified by humans, were identified as priorities of conservation and protection actions. Only recently has there been a push to define how to measure wilderness, with a focus on intact habitats. The integrity of natural ecosystems has also been recognized by the UN Convention on Biological Diversity as an important goal in the post-2020 Global Biodiversity Framework. Currently, there is no common definition of intactness. Past assessments, which focused on mapping human influence on habitat intactness, created maps of anthropogenic impact that independently estimated that between 20% and 40% of the planet's terrestrial surface remains free from major human disturbance, such as human settlements, roads, and light and noise pollution. In the new study, Plumbre and colleagues took a different approach. Instead of focusing on human impact, they made a scoping of key biodiversity areas, KBA criterion sea sites, which states that an intact ecological community has the full complement of species known to occur in a particular site in their natural abundances. That is, no one knows of the loss of animals in that area relative to a regionally appropriate benchmark. As a benchmark, the authors chose the year 1500 CE, as this is the baseline date for assessing species extinctions within the IUCN Red List of Threatened Species. In addition to habitat intactness, the authors also assessed faunal intactness, that is, without any loss of animal species, and functional intactness, no loss of animal densities below a level that would affect the healthy functioning of an ecosystem.